across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
11:30, playing Planet Earth, because we're sort of talking about Planet Earth with my guest today, Yasmin Kinsey. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
And we've got your mum lurking off to the side, who may chip in.
Yeah, she might chip in.
Mums have a habit of doing that. And you've written a book called A Melting Planet.
Yes.
What's it about?
So A Melting Planet focuses on the issues of climate change. It's a children's book because I feel that children are the ones that are going to have to face these problems in the future, so it's better to make them aware of it now, get them to know what's going on. So the book is about a polar bear called Pip, and when the ice that she lives on cracks and melts, she's separated from her family and has to go on the longest, biggest adventure of her life and meets all these unlikely friends who they shouldn't really be friends in the real world, but because of climate change they've like been put together, and it just shows that with a bit of hope they can tackle the problems. So it kind of like is that's the moral behind
it. Sounds
it.
Great, yeah. Isn't it? Sounds great. Why did you decide to do this? I know you wanted to educate children, but it's one thing hearing stuff on the radio to taking the next step.
So I started the project because at college we had this thing called the Extended Project where we could just do whatever we wanted, and I do art and geography at A level, and so geography is quite like a passion of mine as well, and I'm very interested in like looking at the news to see climate change information. So I thought I'd bring in both of my passions together, and
why a children's book though?
A children's book. I've got a lot of children in my family. Okay. I just think I couldn't really illustrate a book for adults because it wouldn't really have the same effect. It needs to be for children. And adults don't really listen that well. So I feel like children will really get involved with it.
Yeah, I mean, is that because lots of young people, I mean, there's Greta sort of sailing across the ocean at the moment. Lots of young people are concerned about this.
Yeah.
Is that the feeling that older people aren't listening?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's better to educate the children now so that they're aware when they're adults, so that they're aware of it now, yeah.
Definitely. And you mentioned A-levels there. We should just say that you did well in your A-levels.
Yeah,
and
got those back yesterday.
Congratulations on that. So getting a message like that across to young readers, I guess you have to be careful about the language you use, you know, because it will be read aloud to them, but certain words they might not understand.
Yeah, I had to make it very simple. There's not that much text in it as well. It's mainly pictures, but a bit of text just to explain kind of what's going on. It was quite difficult to make it child-friendly in a way. So I went about it, for example, in the book, I've got an Arctic hare, and their fur is no longer in sync with the seasons. So during the winter months where it's icy and snowy, their fur is brown, so they really stand out and are in danger. So in the book, it's mostly blues and greens, so I made the hair pink and like so it stands out in the book. So children might think, oh, why is that one pink? Like, I think it was stand out. And I've also at the end of the book included little tips on how they can help, like one step closer to saving the earth. For example, planting a tree, recycling, walking to school instead of like getting your mum to take you.
Yeah, my daughter needs to read this.
Yeah, so hopefully that will be helpful.
And you must have had to do a lot of research then.
Yeah, it was a one-year project, so I had to do all the planning, all the looking into how to get the book made, research into the animals that need to be accurate, yeah.
Which came first then, the illustrations or the text?
The illustrations came first, and then I slowly added the text to it. But during the publishing stages, I've added more illustrations to my book because it was a bit too jumpy. And now it flows much better, and it's a longer book. So it's 32 pages and it's 8x10 inches.
And watercolours, why watercolours?
I usually don't actually paint with watercolours, so that was quite a new experience for me. At A-level, I painted with acrylic, and I usually did portraits and landscapes, so it wasn't ever illustration, so it was quite a new step for me. but I think I might enjoy it more than the others because it's more free and it's really light and delicate.
Is this something you want to pursue?
Yeah, I think so. I'm debating if I want to do fine art at university or illustration now, so...
Wow. Well, Nicola, your mum, you must be very proud, aren't you?
I'm very proud, yes. Yeah, so she did it as a school project. She got so much great feedback from tutors and family members about the book. We approached Greg at Cambridge Children's Books earlier this year. So it's been a journey for both of us to understand how to take this venture forward.
It's yes, taking it forward because we're talking about the book. It's not actually a solid book yet, isn't it? It's almost there. You've got a kickstart. Campaign.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Got a Kickstarter campaign which has reached 50% in the first 20 days, so I've still got 40 days, so it's definitely doing well. And it gives me hope that there could be a second book because it's going so well. I'm not sure if I want to keep it on the same page and continue with the characters and the storyline, or possibly move on to another issue, current issue, like plastic waste, something like that. So, yeah, I've got a lot of ideas.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Nicola, has Yasmin always been artistic?
She has, at a very young age. She used to do a lot of manga drawings. She used to have learn to draw books and illustrations that her grandparents used to buy her to guide her through. But she's always had this fantastic technique from sort of early ages at nursery school doing paintings. So it's just a natural flair she has.
Are you an artistic family?
My husband and I are not, but my other two children also did art at A level and got a very good grade. So there's obviously something there.
There's something in the something in the genes, yeah. Isn't there? Do you have illustrators that you particularly admire, Yasmin?
Oh my God, illustrators that I admire.
Yeah, sorry, put you on the spot there.
I actually tend to go for. So I have an Instagram account called Yasmin Kinsey Art, and my favourite are just the little unknown illustrators that just like me posting on their account because they're really different and a lot of them I haven't seen in books. I wish they got put into books because they use so many different techniques. Yeah.
So you're at the beginning of your journey, really, aren't you? Yeah. It's very exciting. So if people want to find out more, they can go to cambridgechildrensbooks.com. the website and find out more there. If they want to support you, they go to Kickstarter, is that right?
Yeah, Kickstarter campaign, which is you just type in a melting planet and should just pop up.
Yeah, so if you go onto the Kickstarter website and do a search for A Melting Planet, it'll come up with Yasmin's book. There you can look to pre-order a signed copy of the book, a PDF illustration, a poster, or even one of the original pieces of artwork, or simply pledge money if you're wishing to support this book.
An original piece of art's lovely though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're going to go and do great things and catch you at the beginning of your career. So what's next for you then?
Next for me, so I've just done my A-levels. I'm going to do an art foundation at a local college, Long Road. And hopefully after that, that will help me decide, make up my mind on what I want to do in the future. Maybe go to university, maybe not. But hopefully continue illustrating.
Well, good luck. It sounds fantastic. So Cambridge Children's Books, it's cambridgechildrensbooks.com if you want to find out more about it. And there's a search facility on Kickstarter, isn't there? So A Melting Planet, if you search that, or your name, I guess, Yasmin Kinsey.
Yeah.
And you're halfway there, which in 20 days is amazing.
I know, I'm really happy.
It's always very exciting in your household at the moment.
Very exciting, yes. We look forward to the end of September and hopefully go to the physical copy of the book. And then hopefully some bookshops will allow us to do some official launches, which will be great.
That would be brilliant. Well, good luck. Lovely speaking to you.
Thank you.
And keep us informed as to how it goes.
Yeah, we'll do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.